just been, I'd say within the last couple of weeks, we've had a decent rain.
Yeah. Got a sprinkle a couple days ago, that was about it. What about winter storms? That just snow?
Well, even this last winter, we didn't have near the snow. Now, I remember when I went to school, I used to walk to high school, and the snow was this high.
Right.
But now, just, well, we get snows, and then in a couple of days, well, they're gone.
Yeah.
But I think really we're more or less in the ice age now, because it's just turned so bitter cold that it's almost this kind of cold that you feel to your bones.
How cold does it get in the winter here? What's the coldest?
Well, I remember when we first got married, it used to get way below zero. But I think this last winter, I would say maybe it got down to zero, and maybe just a little below it one or two times. Couple of times.
What's the warmest it usually gets in the winter?
Well, this summer, golly, we've had a warm stuff. It lasts, I'd say it's got up to 100.
Get up to about 100.
That's unusual for us.
What are the averages like in the winter? How warm would it get in the winter? Usually 30, 40 degrees?
Oh, maybe 40, 50 degrees.
It's not too bad.
On a fairly nice day.
And you get down here that wide range that you get in other parts of Colorado where it can be zero in the morning. And
exactly. You're in Colorado and you just...
Yeah. Do you get much fog?
Well, lately we've been getting this last storm. We got so much fog and we had this real fierce rain that came in. And it was really scary. I mean, you thought you just died and you just left the earth, because I never seen anything like it. I looked back and I couldn't see the house, which is from here to that pole. I couldn't see it. I mean, that's how bad it was.
Huh.
And then within about 30 minutes, the sun was out and it was just like nothing had happened.
You ever hear of people getting frostbite around here? Or has that ever been a problem?
Well, not too often, because I think people have more sense. If they know they're going to go somewhere where it's going to be that cold, you're going to be prepared.
Yeah. Do people talk about a hard freeze around here at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had some pretty hard freezes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just a term for how
cold it gets, yeah.
Okay. What about wet snow? Is the snow around here really wet, or is it usually pretty dry?
Well, now, the first few snows we have after summer leaves, they will be wet snows because your ground is hot, and then you get the snow, and this probably before the day's over with, it'll be running down. But then before the night sets in, it's down to 30, and the roads are solid ice. You've got to...
Do people talk about a thaw around here? Do you ever use the word thaw? What is that?
Well, it's just waiting for the snow to thaw out, you know, to completely melt and soak in the ground, and then it's thawed out.
So would that be a spring thing, or would that
happen? More than likely.
Do you ever hear about people using the expression, the weather is hotter than?
Hell, yes.
How about the weather is colder than?
Yeah, very calm. I had to say it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, you can erase it.
No. It's part of the interview. Do you ever hear about a Chinook wind?
The Chinook winds? We get them all the time.
What is that? Can you tell me?
It's just the kind of winds that kind of go through you. If you're out there, you can hardly stand to tolerate these storms that are... That's the kind of winds that...